This podcast was read by Kenzie Muhammad. It was operated by Kenzie Muhammad. The Cart. Story by Alian Lucas. Illustrations by Yasser Gaza. The wind blows hard and makes the sea rough. Waves clash over the rocks, and now onto the beach. "No fishing today," says Abdu. "We'll paint the boat." "I'll go and fetch some paint. You wait till I come back." Belia sits by the door. Tofeha plays in the mud. Adela puts out her washing to dry. Belia wonders what to do. There is an old crate on the path. Belia examines it. The lid is broken. One side is missing. It looks like a chair without any legs. He tries sitting in it. Well, it just fits. It is a cart. He sees his mother's clothesline on the ground. He fetches a knife and cuts off a long piece. He ties the rope onto the cart and makes a loop to put around his middle. He gallops down the lane. "I am a horse," he shouts. "Giddy up!" He calls out, "Hi, Tofeha, come and have a ride." Tofeha climbs the cart. "Hold tight," Belia tells her. He pulls hard. The little cart moves over the bumpy ground. "This is fun!" Belia goes faster. "I'm a racing car," he shouts. "Brum, brum." "Stop," cries Tofeha. But Belia does not stop. Belia goes over a big bump. Out falls Tofeha. The cart is broken. "Oh dear," Belia tries to help Tofeha. She pushes him away. She runs crying to Adela. Her hands are hurt, her knees are scraped, her face has mud on it. Adela washes Tofeha's face and sore places. "Ow," cries Tofeha. "I want a proper cart," thanks Belia. "One that really works." He goes to the beach to see if the rough sea has thrown anything up that he can use. Other fishermen are painting the boats, and there are lying empty tins and big round lids lying around. "Wheels," shouts Belia. They will do for my cart. "Can I have those lids?" he asks one of them. "Sure, I finished my boat," he says. "Take what you want." "What are you making?" he asks Belia. Belia tells him about the cart that did not work. "I want to make a proper cart," he says. "You need some wood and nails," his friend tells him. "I'll bring some nails. You look for some pieces of wood and a box or something." Belia finds an old fish box and some flat pieces of wood. His friend shows him how to put a piece of wood across the bottom of the fish box and how to nail it on. They hammer the nails with a big stone. They nail a lid on each side. The new wheels go round. Belia's friend gets two strips of wood for handles and nails on each side. "Now you can pull it," he says. Belia waves to his friend and shouts, "Goodbye, thank you." At home, Abdu is waiting. "Where have you been?" he asks. "And what is this?" "I made it. One of the fishermen helped me make it," says Belia. "The first one broke, and when I went to too fast, and I fell off," says Tofeha. "Do the wheels go round?" asks Abdu. "Yes, Belia," says Belia. "Are the handles firm?" "Yes," says Belia. "Good," says Abdu. "We can use this. Now you can help me. Put in the paint tins and the brushes, and we'll go down to the beach to paint the boat." Adela comes and says, "What is this? What a useful cart. I can use it to do my shopping, and I can push my dolly in it," says Tofeha. Belia says, "Now I can give Tofeha a proper ride. Everyone needs a cart." The characters in the story are based on the Aruba dolls, designed by the Egyptian artist Badr Hameda.